What's up, y'all? It's Trig from Holy Culture, backstage at the Mic Drop movie premiere. It's a few hours before things get started, and I happen to be honored to be with the Dynamic Twins in the house.
Yes, what's up, y'all?
Good, man.
I know y'all done sound check and everything, see energy levels all up and whatnot.
Yeah, adrenaline is like here.
Probably ready to go eat
ready
before
go eat
everything starts.
When the energy back down and stuff.
So y'all are originally from the Bronx, right? And where you at now?
Well, we're in California right now.
Okay. And tell everyone about Dynamic Twins, man, because when you think about the pioneers of Christian hip-hop between you guys and Michael Peace and whatnot, it's such a rich collection, but so many people don't understand and have not heard your stories, and they're going to hear some of it in Mic Drop, but just give people a glimpse, man, of how Dynamic Twins got started.
Well, we born and raised in New York, in the Bronx, we used to break dance, pop and all that stuff on the streets, along with other dancers. We had a group called Dance System 10. We got our names while dancing. Somebody said, "Hey, look, the Dynamic Twins."
We just kept it.
Mm-hmm. All right. And so he didn't know about that, but we kept it. So when we moved to California, we wanted to do some type of music. So we started making music. And we met with other people. We were in high school when we met like Two Live Crew and all that stuff, and they introduced us to the studio. Everything from there, man, we always wanted to make music for God, but you know how to, but we just started doing it. And then, doors were opening. We met other people like us, and everything came to be, man. I mean, the way it is right now, we just wanted to do it to touch souls and reach people, because we knew that we could reach people with hip hop, but we wanted a message to it, and so when we was born again, we just changed it, some of our words to Christian and stuff, it worked.
Yeah. What made you guys stick with it, man? Given how, at that time it wasn't as welcome nearly as much as it is now.
Well, the thing is, we knew it was a calling.
Mm-hmm.
We knew it was a calling. There were people telling us, man, that that's of the devil, that you should change your words to this.
Mm-hmm.
And we felt guilty and felt, I was feeling bad. Like they was telling us these things, and
that was voices of men. So
But the thing about it, we thought about it, and we were not going to stop. We just wanted to figure out how we're going to continue to do this and stuff. So what we realized was people were getting saved.
Mm-hmm.
When we came out, people were getting saved. I said, this must be of God. So if it must be of God, then no one can tell me to stop. I don't care who they are.
Right.
I don't care if it was a pastor. So like, you guys are not called to this. So no, we are. Look at the evidence. We're things are happening.
Mm-hmm.
So we kept with it, man. And that's what we believe God wanted us to do.
Yeah.
So.
And it's been a long run, man. So let me ask you this. I mean, for brothers to be together for such a long time, what's it been like for your relationship over the course of this run, man?
For the whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, we don't know anything different.
I mean, we grew up with each other, so this is how it is. How you see us?
Sometimes we switch off with our, sometimes I'm hyper and he's down, or not just down, but just like, just relax.
Mm-hmm.
Or it switches off, tonight, it'll be on both of us, but.
We haven't performed since, 2000? Six,
something like that.
15 years.
So we both amped up.
So I might get tired tonight, but we're gonna make it through, man.
So 15 years.
Yeah, 15 years, man. So, 15 years we've been doing this and stuff. So now we got families and stuff, so we had to slow down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So what was it like when you got the first call, man, about this movie, to be in this movie?
Oh, well, you got the phone call.
Yeah, I got the phone call. He's been trying to reach us through Facebook. My wife actually told me about it. She's like, hey, this guy trying to get a hold of you. And, I don't know if I was ignoring phone calls. I might answer my phone if I don't recognize the number. But I heard others people trying to do the same thing. I mean, I wanted to do the same thing, make it, you know, but he wanted to do it. And the only reason why we went over to him, because we've seen him before. We knew him before. We knew Darius when he was younger.
When he was Carmen, yeah.
Yeah, when he was with Carmen. He was in, I think he was in Tulsa. And
yeah.
I mean, somewhere. But anyway, we knew who he was and all that. And he wanted to do it, and we went to talk to him about it. And then we sat down, did the interview, and did the movie. You know, he told us the vision of it. And I was like, well, somebody's got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because everyone's talking about it, but no one's really doing like it. Putting that. Some people start, don't finish. He started it and kept going, and he finished. We wanted everyone to see and hear what we went through, what everybody else went through, because it wasn't just us. It was people there and some people before us. You know, the struggles that we went through, and why we stayed in it, why we just kept going in, because we knew it was God's calling.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, there were Grammys and all that stuff that we were nominated for and whatever. But we did it, and we didn't win any of it.
Mm-hmm. We got nominated,
but other people won.
But that's not what we're
looking for. It wasn't the reason why we did it. The reason why we first started was we wanted to reach souls.
Right.
You know, because there are other people that, you know, that can reach souls that we can't reach.
Right.
So... and we can reach people that they can't reach. So that was a confirmation that we got to do this. We have to do this, you know. So that's why we did. So
yeah. I mean, you said that a few times that you knew it was God's calling. How, you know, what made you feel that strong sense of sureness about that?
Oh, this evidence, man. I mean, like, we knew. I mean, when you just know, you know, when you know it is, you know, if you come and tell me like, hey man, you know, I don't think you should do this. I'm going to go, well, you don't know my God, you know, you know what God told me,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You can't tell me anything until God told me, you know what I'm saying? You can't tell me to stop until God told me to stop. I'm not going to stop.
Right.
You know, so we sort of knew, just by kept doing it, because it's what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So. And God blessed it, man. I mean, we did a lot of things. You know, we've been a lot of places, and great grace of God, man. Just, you know.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you a little part of the story, but I'm sorry.
Put it over. Yeah, put it closer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
yeah. Oh, he messed with you.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah. So we, before we did Christian rap, we did secular rap. So we did that. And we had a passion for that, and we was pretty good at it. And, you know, people loved us. And when we came Christians, you know, we wanted to do. We still can't do. We still couldn't do that Christian, that secular rap anymore. So, but we knew that we want to do some Christian rap, and the confirmation came when we was at a church in, I think it was an outreach, a church out in Moreno Valley.
Mm-hmm.
It was this lady speaker, man. She was like off the chain, boy. I'm telling you. But she looked at my brother and I.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "You two." My brother and I went like this, looked at each other. What? I was like, and, you know, we was like baby Christians at this point. And she said, "Hey, come here." And she said, "God has a plan for you. God is going to use you two guys to reach millions of people through the sound of your voice." But she said singing. She said, well, we don't sing, we rap. So it's like, but we know what she meant. But man, I tell you what, I never been slain in the spirit before, never heard of it before, but she laid hands on us. We was on the ground. I don't know how we got to the ground. We just woke up. But anyway, I'd never been slain in the spirit after that at all again.
So, how old were you then?
Man, I think it was like, it was like freshly out of high school, huh?
Yeah, I think it was high school.
So it had to be around 18, 19 years old. So, and that's when we knew there was a calling. We didn't remember that until we was like on the road. It's like, hey, Noel, remember that lady that spoke to us?
No.
Yeah. That was a major confirmation right there. Because we started doing what God told that lady to tell us. So, that was exciting. So we knew that was confirmation. So, and it's not...
No one in the world could tell us to stop until God tells us to stop. Yeah, yeah. So
that story, bro, was giving me the chills because when I was about 12 or 13, mm-hmm. I was at a national conference. My dad was a preacher.
Right.
He was up there and sitting on a table of people, and this woman was up speaking.
Right.
And she called me from the audience. I was probably six rows back.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
she said, "You come here." Yeah. I started crying.
Oh,
yeah, my mom was like, "She wants you, you know, go up." And I didn't want to go up. She called me up to the front. Uh-huh. It's probably 600 people or so in the room.
Right, right.
And she said, "You will touch millions
through
your ministry."
Look what you're doing.
And I'm crying, bro.
Look what you're doing.
That's why when you were telling your story, I'm like,
yeah.
So it was confirmation. And I try to talk to her probably every couple of years, Reverend Frances Cannon. I call her every few years, man.
I wish we knew who the lady was. We don't know. I would love to talk
to her.
Where
was that?
This was, I think we were in Detroit for that conference. Okay. Yeah, I think we were in Detroit, yeah. Yeah, it was an annual conference.
Because I remember that one. But was that in New York, or was that in...
No, this was in Moreno Valley. Okay. This was like in I forgot what street it was on, but yeah, this was in Moreno Valley. This lady came. It was that family, the Valdez family, took us to church.
Oh,
remember? They were the family that took us to church.
That's how we got saved. Yeah. Yeah.
What's so cool is you remember those stories of confirmation, man, the things where you may have not wanted to persist and then you get something else with God.
Yeah,
works through someone to tell you to keep moving. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's strong.
Yeah, yeah.
So now as this movie's coming to fruition, man, you guys were there last night, right?
We was here.
How's it felt so far coming together this weekend, man?
Hey, it's like a class reunion. I've never been to a class reunion. Like I heard of it.
Yeah. What do you mean you've never been to a class reunion?
I don't care to go to those.
Okay.
I mean, we've been invited.
Yeah.
We'll probably go to one last one. Yeah. To the last one. But anyway. But,
what does that mean? Right before everybody passed away, he's the last one.
Some of them probably passed away already. It's like, so anyway, yeah. So it's like a class reunion. We've seen everyone. It was good to see everyone.
Yeah,
It's like nothing ever changed. Well, every one of us has a
little bit of gray hair
and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That was so awesome to see him.
That's dope.
But
well, let me ask you this. This is a question I've asked everybody. It's kind of a closing question. We've talked about some of this last night, but you guys weren't at the table, is that, you know, there hasn't been a passing of the baton from the pioneer generation, if you will, to the younger generation in Christian hip-hop. And more we see the younger generation sometimes going, man, we wish there was, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We don't even know who all those people are. We don't know the lineage necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
But let's assume, you know, they're going to be watching this and going like, man, Dynamic Twins, what would you tell me, you know what I mean, as a newer Christian hip hop artist doing this thing, what word of advice would you give me?
This is what I would say. This is what I would say. I said, listen, if you're going to do anything, it doesn't matter what you do, make sure it's a calling from God.
Mm-hmm.
Keep Christ the center of whatever He told you to do. Keep Him the center. Once you go off the path, you're doing it for yourself. Mm-hmm. Keep Christ the center.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would tell him. I'll recommend that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how God would use you, man. I mean, like, he won't use you because when you first start off, you know, you like how we said we wanted to do it for the save souls. That's all we wanted to do it for. You know what I'm saying? We'll go to shows, we do stuff in the streets. I mean, anywhere we would do it, and that's because we wanted to reach as many souls as we could. If there was a bunch of people there, then we're like, all right, we got them. Well, let's go. Let's throw out the net now. But then there's a time where you get recognized, you make records and all that stuff, and now you're making money, and that can change a person. You know what I'm saying? So
don't forget your
calling. Don't forget who you are. Don't forget why
you're doing this.
Exactly. Don't forget it. I mean, God will bless you. I mean, if it's money, God will bless you. You know what I'm saying? So that's it.
I mean,
because right now the doors are wide open right now. I mean, more open than when we were doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because a lot of people know about it now. I mean, I don't think it's like the struggle that we all went through trying to get accepted.
Right.
So as doors wide open now, people know that, you know, hey, there's Christian rappers out there, you know what I'm saying? And you know, and the music's actually kind of good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, just still diligence to God, man, and God is still moving, you know.
That's good.
Right, right. And one thing, do not sell out. Exactly. There was opportunities in our life that we got picked that, you know, like some movie producers wanted to do our stuff, but they wanted us to like cuss and stuff like that. It's like, we're rappers, but we're not going to cuss.
You want to tell what that movie was?
Robin Hood Men in Tights. You ever guys seen that movie?
Yeah.
Okay, the rapping part, the yo, that's me, and that's my voice. They kept, that's the only thing they kept. But they wanted me to cuss in that. I said, you know, instead of saying that word, let me say butt instead. It would be funny. They end up using it, but they didn't end up using my voice. Mm. That was fine. They pay me a little bit and said, get on. So anyway, I would have paid buku money, right? It would have been a life changing, but it was a big famous producer that did it too. But I wasn't. What's that guy's name?
Mel Brooks.
Yeah. Mel Brooks. Yeah. They wanted me to cuss and stuff like that. I said, no, I can't do that. That's not who I am. That's
made a Schwartz.
So it's like, hey, I don't want to compromise, you know.
So you told him.
Yeah, I told him that. He said, okay, whatever. Just say that and go on, get at me. Good. Don't compromise, man. Don't compromise. I mean, God will promote you. Believe me on that. He will. Yeah.
Hey, man, thank y'all. I know it's been a long day. Thank you guys for coming. You guys heard it right here. Jerry from Holy Culture, Dynamic Twins at the Mic Drop movie premiere. Make sure you catch it wherever you can catch it, online or in your local theater. God bless.
All right.